I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. The first salvo from House Republican leaders on health care post-shutdown slams the enhanced tax credits for the Affordable Care Act. These are the ones due to expire the end of the year and were the centerpiece of the shutdown arguments. Let's go through what this looks like right now. Well, it comes as members of both parties feel an urgency to get things done as constituents have grown very restless. Without some kind of new program or extension of the old, premiums will skyrocket and those constituents will be figuring out exactly who to blame. The easy target right now would seem to be Republicans, as Democrats have asked over and over for an extension to work on a new plan. The lawmakers are getting urgency calls from an array of places. One of the areas that could point to overall direction comes from Republican Representative Nathaniel Moran. He represents a deep red Texas district. He says he and his constituents are asking GOP leaders why they have waited so long and are now just blasting Obamacare just weeks before the expiration date. GOP leaders also facing intense pressure from GOP moderates to get something done, as people in that bracket will suffer as well. But the leadership is unapologetic in saying the GOP needs to come up with a new overall plan. Leadership says statistics show that premiums have increased by 80% since the ACA passage, claiming more than 50% of enrollees did not even file a single claim this year. Having said that, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says there's also an alternate plan being considered that, for now, patches the existing plan before a completely new one can be drawn. President Trump immediately tried to pour cold water on that, posting, "The only health care I will support or approve is sending the money directly back to the people, with nothing going to the big, fat, rich insurance companies." He also said Congress should not waste its time on anything else, although it should be noted there are definite cracks in his everlasting total support from all GOP members after the Epstein fight. Not all GOP congressional members are afraid to speak up now, especially with the midterms coming up and health care front and center. Democrats so far are continuing to draw a line at passing a clean extension of the subsidies. Some are indicating they will negotiate some modifications as part of an extension, but that's it so far. So with this being the first meeting and the first response, questions. Will Republicans be able to find agreement on an overall plan? Will Democrats agree? How much sway does President Trump have in the debate right now? Can Democrats just sit on the sidelines holding tight to what already is, or will they have to at least look like they're working on it? Who will be able to jockey for position of favor with the electorate with the midterms coming up? Do they have the time or even the will to get something done before the end of the year, when potentially millions of people will find they can't afford health care coverage? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.